The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello friends. We're excited. We are joined by Sarah and Sean from Love After Lockup fame. They're back. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, it's we're old friends with Sean. We got a chance to interview him before, but Sarah, first time talking to you. Have you done podcasts before?
No. So this is the first time I've interviewed in general.
Oh my God.
I mean, today is the first day. So yeah.
Okay. Cool. Love it. All right. We're helping pop your podcast virginity.
Are you guys excited for the new season?
Yeah, we're so excited.
Like, I just feel like this is our season. Like this is, there's a lot going on. So there's going to be so much. Emotion,
it looks like it. Oh gosh.
Yeah. We watched the preview. How did you guys make the decision to like come back after the first season? Was there anything where you were like, ooh, I don't want to do this again? Or were you 100% thinking you wanted to do it again if offered?
I mean, it's an interesting experience for sure. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it comes with the good and the bad, just like everything else. So we kind of just, I mean, I think we'll be on as long as we're invited.
Yeah. How was it, Sarah, like getting out and like filming, like when last right season, away. Like what was that experience like for you? Was it a trip to like have cameras all around, or how did you adjust to that?
Well, I lost it. I mean, it was definitely difficult. You know, just getting out after doing 6 years is a lot. You know, meeting Sean for the first time that day was a lot. Any of those alone are a lot to deal with. And
absolutely.
I already have like severe anxiety. So I actually didn't anticipate how much the cameras were going to like affect me. And I pretty much shut down. So you guys seen how I kind of had a flip out moment in the parking lot,
right?
In the beginning. So
yeah,
that was.
Yeah. Who picked you up? That was it your mom? Or we always wondered, right? Who was in the car that you got into? Can you say?
It was my stepdad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone has their theories of who picked
you. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It was him.
But they never
some
really
still, I think things, but
yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
We never really met your stepdad on the show though, right? Just your mom.
Not yet.
Oh,
okay. Ooh, coming down the line. Okay. How, like Sarah, how has it been being out and like adjusting, and how are you kind of keeping yourself on the right path?
It's obviously been awesome being out. And really, you know, Sean has been a big support for me. You know, other relationships have really kind of dragged me down. That's been my downfall, is really the people that I've been around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't have friends, and it works for me, you know, mean, I do, I have a few, you know, friends that I talk to or whatever, but as far as hanging out, I don't hang out with anybody. I just, you know,
do
my own thing.
Plus you probably want to spend a lot of time with your daughter.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How is your daughter?
She's doing really good. She's good. She's getting big on me. She's about to be the third grader.
Oh wow, time flies.
But that relationship is, you know, it's definitely it really with her, it was like I never left. Like
wow.
You would have never thought I was ever gone. Like we had an instant bond, and it's just gotten better since then.
That's awesome. Your mom was great to step in and take care of her the way she did. That was nice.
Oh yeah, my mom is amazing.
Sean, what's your relationship like with Sarah's mom? How are things progressing with the two of you?
I guess it's getting better. Like, I guess
that doesn't sound
too good. Very convincing.
I think I still like have a lot of like convincing. Like, I for some reason I still think she's not 100% sure. Like, yeah. It just kind of, so I just do my own thing. Like, when she goes to her mom's house, she goes to her mom's house. I don't really go, you know. Okay. I mean, I go sometimes, but most of the time she just goes, and that's where, you know, so it, okay. It's just like I'm trying, but I'm just hoping that she'll come around. Like,
yeah. Sarah, so how long have you guys been together now?
Well, next month will be 2 years in person.
Wow.
And we talked a year prior to that.
Okay.
You met on online. How did you guys meet?
I posted like an ad on one of those prison pen pal websites. And he answered it. He was actually the very last person to answer it. I had basically given up by time he came around, because I had so many weirdos and so many creeps and just so many, just, oh my God, it was a mess. So I even tried to get my profile removed and everything, and he wound up getting a hold of me, and I was just I kind of blew him off, really, because like I said, I had been through so many other people that just were not good. And I'm like, oh, there can't possibly be a decent person, you know? So.
Right. And how did like, when the people are hitting you up, you get notified like online and you're getting messages, or like, how do they communicate with you?
Well, sometimes you get like actual real written letters in the mail. Uh-huh. And then we have like an email system. It's called JPay. And you just like log in like you would an email, and you just have like a list of messages. So, and like you can... Either it'll be, you know, messages from people you've wrote already, or you'll get like a list of names, and you'll see like a new name pop up with like new message. Okay.
And what appealed to you about Sean? Like, what did you like about him when you guys first started talking?
He was persistent. When I say I blew him off, I really did. Like, he would write me messages, and I would sometimes I would answer, sometimes I wouldn't. I think I called him once. And we had a great conversation, but I just never called back. And, you know, I don't know. He just kept on it. And it was like, we never really like ran out of things to talk about. And like, we've always had like good chemistry, and he seemed to be different than the other people. So, you know, eventually he kind of broke me down, I guess.
True love. Last season, have you seen his birth certificate since? When did he break the news to you after you kind of were intimate? Is that what happened last season?
Yes, right? Isn't that when you told her, Sean?
About the kids and his age is when I found out after, you know.
Yeah. And what did you, like, how did you deal with that? Like, were you super upset? Like, how long did it take for you to...
You guys over it, or you still bring it up?
Do you bring it up and fight still?
No, not so much. No, I try to leave yesterday and yesterday.
That's good.
I feel like it's kind of crappy to forgive somebody for something and then keep throwing it up in their face, because then you really didn't forgive them. I can't say every
that's
now
healthy.
And then
yeah.
I don't get very upset and bring something in the past up.
Yeah.
I try not to do it, but occasionally, not so much that we've moved on to other things since then.
Did you watch the show back when it was on TV? Is it hard? Will you watch the show when it's on now? Is it hard to not bring up old things that you've moved on from?
Yeah, we do watch the show. I didn't watch his prior season with her because I'm not interested in seeing that. And I know that'll bring up a lot of negative emotion, but we did watch our season together. And it was, I mean, there are times where you're watching it and it's like, oh, you said that, you know, kind of a little slap whatever, you know, or something like that. But we don't get into like full blown drag out fights over it. It's kind of like when we're filming.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So there was a picture that went viral of you before you guys were back on the shore promoting it. And this picture of you, I don't know if we're allowed to say that look like you were having a baby, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you see anyone taking a picture of you? Were you shocked when that picture was released and it went everywhere on the internet?
Completely dumbfounded, to be honest with you. Normally fans approach us and say hi, they want to take pictures, you know, at least say something. Whoever that was didn't acknowledge us in the slightest. And you can tell we're totally oblivious. Like, we're literally at the zoo, you know, and I was obviously very, very pregnant at that time.
And
they kind of just snuck me. So that is the only time that's ever happened. I was definitely shocked and upset because, you know, that's, we try the best that we can to keep stuff.
Right.
You know, we want people private. To be excited when they watch the show. Not like, oh, I already know that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know, absolutely. It's hard living in TV land and real land because there is a bit of a time difference.
We hate the internet for that. And it hurts our reality TV. We want to be surprised too. Right.
It sucks. So not a fan of that, but it happens.
If you meet people, do you ever say like, hey, keep this on the DL. We're not. You know, don't, I'm absolutely. Obviously pregnant. Oh, you do. And, okay.
And we've been respected every time, but that time.
Yep. That was, and that was the time we didn't know about, but most of the time there's a lot of people that know a lot of things about us that run into us that keep it quiet. We ask them to, and they respect that. And
that's,
you know,
cool.
So it makes it good when, you know, you're respected like that, because trust me, there's a lot of negative as you know, that people would love to absolutely. Know what's going on right now, but you know, so.
Yeah. Even when obviously had my baby bump, they would ask for pictures and stuff, and I would make it very clear that couldn't be shown, and they were always okay with it, you know. Like, people are very respectful in person.
That's nice. That's actually shocking.
I know,
especially how popular that show is out here. Like, it is so absolutely popular. We get recognized everywhere we go.
Where are you guys? You're in
Cincinnati.
Midwest. Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay.
I'd love to run into you. Oh God, that'd be so fun.
That would be great.
I feel like
Sean,
the Beatles.
I bet.
The Beatles. Sean, this is your third season, right? You're like an old pro.
I forget about how many seasons. I know. Jeez.
I know. He's gonna be the face of the show soon enough. Sean, how'd your kids feel about you guys bringing another kid into the world? And like, what has that been like for your children and your relationship?
I mean, that's something that's probably going to unveil this season. So you just have to watch and stay tuned on that, you know? And like I said, there's going to be a lot, like I feel like our life is finally probably going to catch up to us this season. We have a lot going on, a lot that was filmed, a lot, you know, that kind of brings us up to date. So it's kind of, that's why I say it's going to be exciting. A lot of, you know, you meet some more family members and get to meet, you know, a new family member, and then so there's a lot exciting.
How's your relationship with Kelly, Sarah? Is that gotten better, or
that is also something that you're gonna see? There's literally probably just about everything people are curious about is going to be covered this season.
That's why we're excited, because you know, for once we just kind of like, it just kind of makes it easier to film and let people in. Like, maybe before I was kind of guarded, like I watched what I said because I know what. And this season I was just myself. And so I think it's going to show.
Oh, we're excited.
It's going to be a lot more exciting. You know, it won't be so, what people say, boring. You know what I mean? So
Sarah seemed very natural on the screen, I think.
That's what everybody says about me. Even the producers, the high ups, even they're like, oh, you're made for this. You're such a natural. Cause for me, I block it out. Like, I don't treat it as like I'm getting filmed. I just live my normal life the best that the best that you can. Right. I have moments, of course, but.
What do you say to people who the last couple seasons, there's been some like, ooh, the scene seems like maybe it's set up or it's staged. And like, everybody we've talked to has always said that, you know, the show has been very real, but like, what do you say to people who say that maybe sometimes it seems like stuff's set up? Like, you guys feel that it's really authentic?
I mean, yeah, it's our real life and our story. And, you know, it does suck when people say that, but I mean,
sometimes you can't help it because it kind of looks like it, you know.
So, right, because at the end of the day, we film for hours and hours and hours, and only some of that makes it. So I can honestly see how some of it would kind of look out of place or edited or whatever, because you don't see the full, you know, 20 minutes before that or the 5 minutes after that. Yeah. Like, you only see a section of it. So it's sometimes maybe hard to make it look authentic, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And Sarah, I know you mentioned her without referencing her, but have you, we saw a preview that it looked like there's a situation with Destiny back in the picture. Is she on this season, Sean? Like, are we going to be seeing her, and what's the status?
You're just
going
to have to wait and just watch, you know, that's something that's going to unfold with, you know, this season. Just going to have to stay tuned. Yep.
Okay. Oh, and Sarah,
she's like,
I don't know if you can answer
me of
this,
the monkeys,
Sarah, but...
and the Wizard of Oz that comes flying.
Have you and Destiny, have you and Destiny met?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to answer that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
About that.
Come across her at the slots, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
All right, we'll have to stay tuned.
I'm not a fan of her, if that counts.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can't imagine.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, we've watched every season of this show, and she was one of the, like, pure, like, craziest people I think that's ever been on this, right? Deeply. So
terrifying.
Who have you guys met? What other couples have you met from Love After Lockup? Are you friends with anybody else on the show?
Have you met Meg and Michael Sarah?
I mean, we talk, like, we like conversate, like, over, you know, like DMs every once in a while, just kind of like a, hey, you're going through the same thing I am, but as far as, like, actually, like, a friendship or anything, not really.
Okay. Yeah.
And so TV doesn't have, I wish they could bring you all together.
When I do, like, a tell-all,
like, everybody,
right?
Wants
like
that.
A reunion,
that'd be something.
Yeah, it would be great.
I think it'd be so entertaining, but it's kind of, you know, it's one of those.
I think
things.
It's hard with this show, though, because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of couples break up, and then there's the factor that a lot of people go back to jail.
Yeah,
so I think that's why maybe a tell-all and all that is so hard to do.
And you also probably have people, like, on probation and stuff who can't leave area. Yeah, so it makes it challenging.
Yeah, it's hard. I have to get travel passes to go anywhere. So.
Oh, okay. Are you still on probation?
I am.
Okay. And how have you, I know you mentioned, like, you know, you don't have friends that are taking you down the wrong path, but, like, what do you attribute your success to staying out of prison to, while other people, you know, go back in quickly?
Well, I actually do. I actually go to treatment.
Okay. Great.
Even though I've been clean for 8 years. When you're an addict, you're always an addict.
Yeah.
So I go to counseling and do groups and, you know, that's therapy great. And all that stuff for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, again, a lot of the thing, they say people, places, and things, and that can't be, you know, any more true. I don't go to areas that I know are bad. I don't hang out with people that I know are bad. And honestly, my relationship with Sean, you know, I haven't ever, you know, I've usually dated people who are addicts too, and he's not. So
that helps.
He's kind of steered me away from that completely. Yeah. Like, our lifestyle is so different from, you know, what I've lived before.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's just,
what were there drugs in prison? Like, could you have gotten access to drugs if you wanted while you were in?
Oh, absolutely. They're just as in there as they are the streets.
Wow, really? Like the same access?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They are very, and very, very.
What helped you stay
there?
Clean in there?
Yeah, how'd you stay clean?
I did basically the same thing. I mean, I kept to myself. I did college classes in there. I did groups in there. I kept myself busy. I actually did, there was a program in there to babysit staff dogs.
Oh, okay.
So I would watch, like, the CO's dogs or, like, the school teacher's dogs, and that kept me very occupied, because you almost always have a dog. So you have something, you know, to place your time in and care about and train them, and that's a process. So I just
that's
kept
weird,
myself
busy. Someone told me about that too, that they
about the dogs.
It's
a very nice program, and it's like, I want to say there was like 900 women in my prison, and only 20 of the people were in the program. So I got pretty lucky, and I was in that program for 4.5 out of the 6 years I was there.
And how did you, like, I could imagine, like, when you first got locked up, you were probably, like, pretty despondent. Like, how did you make the decision to not use? And, like, was it your daughter? Like, what motivated you in an environment that's, like, pretty terrible to,
I mean,
like, be
that's
like, okay,
what brought me there. is drugs. And that was my downfall. So, you know, I told myself, it took me about a year to like fully adjust and wrap my head around the fact that I was doing that long. But I told myself that I wasn't going to be the same person coming out that I was when I went in. And I told myself, I'm not going to waste the 6 years and just sit here and not, and just be the same person. Like, I need to figure out somewhere deep in me, what is wrong? Why do I keep going back and doing this? Why has every bad thing that happened to me not been enough? Like, I had to really do some self-reflecting.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And I did that. So
yeah.
And the
we
reason,
commend you. That's like, that's great.
The reason that
it
you went
easy.
Into.
I bet not.
Yeah.
And the reason that you went into prison was because somehow you gave someone drugs and they ended up passing away. Is that what happened?
Yes.
That's
really hard. I was at a, cause you know, a lot of people in addiction, they sell drugs to make the money versus, you know, robbing someone or doing whatever, you know, the things that people do when they are on drugs, terrible things. So that was kind of my hustle. Just, you know, selling them. So I was at a friend's house and, you know, another friend, they're not friends, let's just say associate's
person.
House.
Yeah.
A person brought over another person and he wanted some. At the time, I didn't know that he had already been drinking. He had already taken Xanax, which those two alone are deadly.
Right.
And then
he
did, I don't even know if I can say the word, he did heroin. I don't
know
if that's allowed or not allowed, but he did that on top of it and
lights out.
He wind up like kind of just passing out and we called 911 immediately. Obviously we did CPR, we did all the right things, but in Ohio is literally like one of two states in the country that has the law that if you're
if you distribute
involved in that situation, you'll get charged for it. Because it's an accident, obviously, like
nobody trying to murder him.
That was and you know, there my co-defendants had played other parts and they stole from him and stuff like that, which made it 10 times worse, but I didn't have anything to do with that. I wasn't charged with that. I was the person that gave it to him. I admitted that. I admitted my part in it. I did my time. You know, so if you don't understand addiction, it's hard to understand that in general, but it was genuinely an accident. And
yeah,
do you think it kind of
every day
your life would have gone, you would have been in that game a lot longer and been an addict a lot longer?
I would not be alive right now.
Right.
If I didn't go to prison, I have no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. So in a way, it almost saved your life.
It absolutely did. I don't want to say it's the best thing that ever happened to me, but it's pretty up there because it genuinely saved my life.
Wow. Yeah. And did you find like a support system in prison of people that you could rely on? Like, I know a lot of the women, especially on the show, find like very close, you know, either friends or even more than that, that are like, you know, their sidekick. Did you have a person like that in prison or were you primarily alone?
Oh yeah. I had a few people, in there that I got really close with lifers, people that are doing life sentences, is because like a lot of people come and go and I did a decent chunk of time. So my closest friend was my cellmate.
Okay.
And she was my cellmate for probably 4.5, almost 5 years out of the time I was there. So if you can imagine, we were really, really close. And
Is
she out?
No, she's doing life.
Okay.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Wow.
So
you were in a prison where people like life sentences, so like a big range of offenses, sounds like.
Oh yeah. They put me in a level 3 prison, which is the worst of the worst people. because they like rate you on some kind of like system
based off the crime or something.
Based off the crime, based off your age, based off if okay. you use drugs, based off if okay. you've been in trouble before, and they come up with like a number, and whatever your number is basically what they class you as for.
Okay.
You know, your level.
Do you have, wow. Do you have nightmares of being in prison? Is it hard to sleep?
I do not sleep worth crap.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I feel for you. I love sleep. I hate when I can't sleep, so I can't.
Did
imagine.
You ever
I
watch
love sleep yeah. too? But I am up and down all freaking night, all the time, and
is
it doesn't
Sean's
matter if I try
away?
To take sleep medicine or not. He snores, so he's out.
Typical man, just out there sleeping.
What
you're up all
reality
night.
TV shows do you watch? Does being on TV kind of ruin it to watch reality TV, or what TV did you get to watch in prison? Did anything like that? That's a lot of questions.
I wouldn't say it ruins it. It almost makes it more interesting for us. We do watch certain shows, and it's almost like we kind of like play a guessing game where we're like, you know, I bet you this was like this. And you kind of get what I mean. Like we kind of just.
What's your favorite show? What reality TV show would be the realest to you?
Would be the realest.
All right. Which ones do you like to watch?
Which ones do I like? Like to watch ours personally, and then yeah. we like I'm interested to see the new one they're coming out with. Was it Inmate to Roommate or something like that?
Yes, yeah, that looks interesting. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't yeah. seen the preview but, for that.
Yeah, it's they're just I think it's on Annie or something.
Okay,
so there's that one.
Oh, so and you then, don't you don't mind watching kind of prison shows? Did you ever watch that one on Netflix, Jailbirds? That was a little heavy for me. Geneva, like, is that what it's called, Geneva? When they're talking yeah. in the toilet?
I can't say I've seen that one. Is it still on
oh,
there?
Okay. Yeah, you got to watch it because they're in like a high-rise prison. So the way they okay. communicate to each other is through the toilet, and they call it like meeting on the bowl. And so there's like relationships.
Oh, that stuff really happens though.
Oh, it does? that yeah. happened in your prison too? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or oh, through the hilarious. Air vents and different
yeah.
stuff. Oh yeah, there's so many like prison hacks. It's not even funny.
Wow. Okay. Last prison question. What's your favorite? We've talked to a lot of, you know, former inmates who've shared their prison recipes. Is there anything you made like food wise that you, I also see people recreate it outside of prison. Have you done anything
yeah,
like that?
I haven't okay. done that, but when
okay.
I was in
what
there,
was your
I was
recipe?
At, I can make lots of things in the microwave. I mean, I've made like freaking 4-course meals, like freaking, I'm not even kidding. Like, you have everything there, like any kind of vegetable, like you have yeah. certain meats, like they're in like these packages and stuff, but
okay.
you figure it out. You got seasonings and, you know, yeah. all that stuff, and you make it yeah. work. I mean, stuff like
what
fudge,
were you craving?
Cakes.
Wow. Cakes? Baking?
Yeah. You can I'd make a cake out of cookies, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you mean? Like the pre-bought cookies or like the cookies that are already made?
Like
and you like
an
smash
Oreo
them
cookie?
Together. Okay.
Like you
and
just
you
smash
do?
Them up and uh-huh. add like soda like in
oh.
it and
okay.
put it in the microwave and it like fluffs up like a cake.
What?
Like a s'more.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. If you're with the lifers, do you see a difference between a lot of the different ones? Do some of them quit celebrating like their birthday, Christmas, or and there are some that still embrace like a yearly event?
Yeah, you have a lot of people have just accepted that that's their life, and either you're going to make the best of it or you're not. There is obviously a lot of people that just gave up and, you know, kind of just are just, they just gave up. There's no other way to put it, but I would say a majority of them continue to live and they look forward to like, they do schooling still. They, you know, go to school for different trades like HVAC and, you know, different stuff like that. And the dogs, like,
yeah,
their family are still very much involved and come and visit them. And
yeah,
I mean, most of them have parole dates. So, you know, in order for them to even have a possibility to get out, they have to be bettering themselves
life,
while they're doing that.
There's still kind mm-hmm. of a light. Yeah.
Yeah.
And with someone, sorry, changing gears, with someone like the D word, Destiny, does she scare you? I guess I don't know if you are allowed to say this, but do you feel like she might just pop up at your house or sometimes?
I think she's that crazy. Yes.
Yeah, she gives us that vibe. Like,
yeah,
Sean,
for sure.
Did you, like, at what point did you know that Destiny was not, like, stable? Did you know that quickly in your relationship, or did it take a while?
Yeah, very quickly. I would say probably as soon as she got out.
Yeah.
Like, I realized you could tell. That, like, I think something changed from when she went to the state prison to the county prison.
Okay. And, you know, there
I
was like
say
a difference.
Too much because I'm just speculating, right. But to me, right. Like, there was probably more maybe drugs in the county than there was the state. And when she went okay. to the county for so long, that's kind of what.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, it sounds like the two of you are in a really like healthy place and that your relationship seems pretty solid. Like, what do you guys attribute? Like, because I mean, it's a lot, somebody coming out of prison and all the drama. Like, how did you guys make the relationship work?
Patience. lots of patience.
Yeah, yeah. And Sean, what would you say?
And I would just say, I don't know. I felt like Sarah was the person she said she was while she was there. So it made it kind of easy for me because that's exactly what I was looking for. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. like when I was on a prison pen, I wanted somebody I could talk to that I could get to know as a person without really mm-hmm. meeting them or whatever, you know, because you could go to a bar, you could do anywhere. Oh, that person's attractive. And you start talking to them because they're attractive or whatever. You know, but you still don't know nothing about that person, you know, where this way I had time to get to know her. And I mean, yeah, it was unfortunate, you know, that I could have been a little bit more honest in the beginning, but I had my reasons why I did what I did, but it just kind of, you know, and I think that helped me understand her better. You know, we liked a lot of the same things, like our tastes are like the same, you know, so I feel like it just made it easy, you know. I mean, yeah, she has her mood swing, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, she's old school on a little bit, you know what I mean? That kind of, you know, because, you know, the technology has changed a little bit just in the 6 years she's been in there, you know, like she didn't know you can order pizza on the phone. Like I'm trying to, let's order on the phone. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you can do it on the phone now, you know? So, and I had to think back that I guess we couldn't order it, you know, but so it's just kind of like the little things that, you know, but a lot of patience and, you know, like she said, and just trying to communicate the best that we can. You know, and not letting the show come between us. You know what I mean? Like, I get it that they want our life, but to understand that part of that, because a lot of people don't know, you know, when you're filming, it takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot of, if you let it ruin, it's going to ruin you. But if you just kind of sit back and just live your life and just go normal, like it's perfectly good. You're going to get the drama no matter what. I just felt like the show made us learn about each other faster. Then, you know, we probably would have, but it's better that it all came out. We could start, you know, and move forward.
Yeah. Well, this trailer better be misleading us, Sean, or you're going to have a lot of explaining.
Yes, you will. All right, guys. Well, we so appreciated you jumping on and sharing some about what to expect this season. So if you were to sum up what we could expect from you all coming down the line this season, what would you say?
Well, I mean, there is a good mixture of everything. I would say there's going to be some huge events in our life, and there's going to definitely be some drama. There's going to be some happiness. There's going to be some tears. I mean,
we're getting it all. We're excited.
It's definitely, there was nothing held back this, you know, season. So
was we TV in the delivery room?
That's really what we need to know. Okay. All right. Well, I think we might have to talk to you again once the season's over and really get all the tea on it. But we loved talking to you guys, and best of luck this season. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. We are.
Okay,
keep it up,
you.
Sarah. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.